This news that we're learning about this afternoon, where agencies are looking at 5% discretionary cuts in 2013, is just kind of another slice. It's not probably anything anybody's surprised about at this point, is it?
I don't think so. I think that certainly folks within the IT community and certainly all other functional areas across the board are expecting this. They've been thinking about this. 5%, 10%, whatever the bogey is, I know that there are some pretty significant game plans that are underway.
I guess the good news is that this is 5% off the top line. This isn't what people have called a 5% baloney cut, where you just go down the budget and then take 5% off each line item. So there are going to be opportunities for people to make their business cases within their agencies and within their departments inside agencies to argue for why you should keep my deal, why you should keep me funded at the level that I'm funded at now. How do you strategize those kinds of sessions where you're going to the person that has the authority over your program and say, here's why I'm doing what I should be doing ROI-wise?
Well, it's funny. I learned a new term the other day that I wanted to share with the listeners. Someone had made a reference to budget haircuts versus new hairdos. And I think it's the new hairdo phase that everybody is going to be in as they take a look at what they're going to be doing. I think in the IT community specifically, we've turned a corner. And it's really going to be not how do I justify my program staying alive, but how as a community can we really come together? And I think that's what it's going to take to make the investments in the future. There are a lot of technologies out there today, and you hear people talk about enterprise investments, which is where I think the greatest return on investment is going to be. You've got enterprise email, you have computing services, networks, securities, technologies like cloud capabilities, cloud technologies, all that are out there that are really going to make a huge difference in this budget-constrained environment.
The Army is back on track with its enterprise email system, and our DOD reporter Jared Serbu reported yesterday that that is just the beginning of where the Army's going to try to save. Are there opportunities for IT people, not just in DOD, but I guess across agencies, to be able to say, maybe even to go out on the edge and try to justify growth in budgets because they can demonstrate either life cycle cost savings or something like that?
So I think it's going to have to be a partnership, an arm-in-arm approach. I think before you can justify an increase in budget, certainly you'll have to carry the numbers out to show where the return on investment is. But I don't think it's just about I have this new capability or this new new system that I want to develop. I think it's got to be about the business process and how your program or how your capability is really going to improve the business process, because that's where the efficiencies are and that's where the productivity is. I think I heard the Cisco CEO John Chambers say recently that collaboration is a productivity tool of the future, and I think he's really right. You see a lot of, you know, certainly a lot of web blogging and things of that sort out there, but we've really got to get it right in terms of the business process, and particularly in the federal government. I think a lot of the efficiencies aren't just in our own backyard. I think they're in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, my more recent tour of duty between DOD and VA, let's get the business process right on how we can create a seamless end-to-end healthcare capability from a military active duty member's perspective to when they transition and becoming a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of opportunities there in the business process. Do we let VA take the ball and run with it and run our hospital systems, or run DOD hospital systems, for example? Do we converge our program offices and take advantage of economies there? So I really think it's going to be a partnership between how is this going to help a efficiency or a productivity business process, and then how that justifies an increase in the budget in order to accommodate a greater efficiency.
But a lot of those decisions in the past have come down not to business case arguments, but to turf wars or to, you know, that kind of thing. How do you transition that Or just will the nature of the budget situation drive that on its own, do you think?
I think the latter. I think when everyone gets doled out the severe cuts that are going to come their way, it's going to force everybody to take a look at how might I do this differently. So it's going to be the survival of the fittest. And I think those that are willing to, you know, to take on and turn that corner and be bold, and make bold decisions and make bold moves are the ones that are going to be rewarded.
So will there be cases in the not-too-distant future where you're not just going to have to make these business case arguments to people in your agency, but where you're going to have to not just collaborate cross-agency, but make arguments, budget arguments cross-agency?
Well, certainly from an OMB perspective, I would think that any individuals that would get together would be greatly rewarded if one can show how this is going to benefit the federal government rather than your particular department or agency.